back in the days. Stargazing at the planets couldn't aid in imagining the magic and the mystery. Because our minds were tangled in the fabric of matter and couldn't be unraveled till we gathered the facts. But as a matter of fact, that future's now history. I've got responsibility. My ability to respond is limited to lyrical delivery, to correspond imagery that need 1,000 words just to navigate its symmetry. So maybe we'd be better exchanging telepathic gestures instead of enslaving letters on pages chained together. Body language speaks louder than what you say on social networks. If the pen outlasts the sword, then a stand stands forever. So take a chance and stand with those who withstand pressure. Without a recipe, find your destiny's measure. Measure your destiny by what brings you most pleasure. Find the joy in the feeling and keep seeking your center. For me, first learned to speak less and listen more. I then learned to write less and vision more. I then merged excitement with living form to manifest the best of what I'm giving forth. The 4 4s and 8 in jewel nature. I pour source through prisms of jewel craters, cylindrical tube lasers. Live in the wide-eyed and die in the dilated. Sky's the limit when you live in disguised mazes, civilizing the sacred digital time of ancient. We're still aligned to hidden ley lines of the Masons. Reconnection is soon to take place and resume bridging the 7 coloring rays. Retune the minions, see through the gimmicks and feed new addictions like peace, truth and spirit. So when this mirror mirrors your image, how will you speak about this world while its back is turned? When collective expression starts to merge, when lies and deception step to the verge of the telepathic path, where the past becomes blurred and future thoughts can be observed without speaking a word. When no secrets can be kept and all is known and all is felt, how will you blame another for the sorrow in yourself? I feel your sorrow too, but I choose to let it melt. These thoughts come and go but have no home in my head. They're like the clouds in the sky. When they are down and they are wide, they are bound to brainstorm before allowing in the light. But I don't drown in my thoughts, none of them are mine. And none of them are yours, they are chores of the mind. And we are not our thoughts nor emotions in this life, nor the serpentine energy that slithers up our spine. We are not these earthly entities, physical in sight. Some places we must go at night to see what can't be shown in light. When words no longer serve our world, we will know what is right. Without being told what is right, we will know what is left, what we chose to let go and what we hold to the self. This whole globe is a soul, and we are fragments of its crystal heart. Standing in position in the image of a star, together we are constellations. And although we are spread apart, we are never not connected. Our love leaves time and space transcended. When you think a thought, I feel you send it. So when thinking of your falls and lessons, don't think of them as flaws. You step in because then we all feel affected. You see, we don't just think but feel collective. I feel pride in your perfection but feel the doubt that you've collected. So let's ask this ground to hold and help us and invoke the strength of those that left us. we will harvest and reap the tears that we weep for our dearly departed deceased. We'll use them to water seeds so we can grow from our grief and mold our emotions into a moment of peace. 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 Within oceans of beliefs which float us from shore to shore of what we're sure to be real. To cure this dis-ease, we must restore the course that will lead to the source of its grief, the source of separation that leaves a sword in between the core of our being. We feel like oceans apart when Moses parted the sea, but pardon my speech while I impart the part that is key. We all started as stardust, remarkably marvelous. It's still the sparkling part of us in the hearts that have hardened up. We all started as stardust, remarkably marvelous. It's still the sparkling part of us in the hearts that have hardened up. So loosen up yourself. So loosen up yourself. So loosen up yourself. And show me how this truth cannot be felt.